Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Pat Listach. Batting third. The right fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chris Bosio. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Warren Newson. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting third. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Craig Grebeck. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Listach bunts towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton hits a line drive for a single. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Hamilton. The throw from Carcoviche and he is out, Sachs applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Newson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sachs takes first base on ball 4. Newson moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Newson moves to third. Sachs moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carcoviche takes first base on ball 4. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Yount hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Yount reaches second base with a double. Vaughn goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, White Sox. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Stubbs strikes out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Yount steals third. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Seitzer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sachs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Newson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Newson hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sachs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Allenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allenson. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Allenson steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Allenson moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive for a single. Allenson scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Listach is 0-for-1 in the game. Listach hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hamilton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hamilton for the out. Molitor moves to third. Listach moves to second. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Karkoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Thomas reaches second base with a double. George Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to third. George Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasqua takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Karkoviche strikes out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops it up and throws to first, with Bozzio covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer bunts towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grybek is 0 for 1 in the game. Grybek takes first base on ball 4. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Newson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Newson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Grybek moves to third. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sax is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sax hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Grybek scores. 2 outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allenson bunts towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Listach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Listach hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hamilton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sax scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. George Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer juggles the ball. That's an error on Seitzer. Thomas moves to second. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pasqua hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Karkoviche hits a line drive for a single. Thomas scores. Bell moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Yount picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Yount. Bell scores. Karkoviche moves to third. Johnson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, White Sox. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Grybek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Grybek is hit by the pitch. Bruce Ruffin now pitching. Mike Huff pinch hits for Warren Newson. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Huff hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Karkoviche tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 8-2, White Sox. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sax is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sax hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grybek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Stubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Stubbs hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to third. Bell moves to second. 2 outs. Ron Karkoviche batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Karkoviche is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Karkoviche hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Karkoviche reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. Bell scores. It's 10-2, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Sean Abner now playing left field. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sachs. Gantner moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Allenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Pat Listach batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Listach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton now playing center field. Dante Bichette now playing right field. Scott Fletcher now playing second base. Craig Grebeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Grebeck is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Huff is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Huff strikes out. Allenson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Huff out. Two outs. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sachs is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Ventura now playing first base. Esteban Beltre now playing shortstop. Craig Grebeck now playing third base. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hamilton strikes out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bichette is hit by the pitch. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Bichette moves to second. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Stubbs hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 4 in the game. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beltre hits a line drive for a single. Ventura moves to third. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abner hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Hamilton. Abner reaches second base with a double. Ventura scores. Beltre moves to third. It's 11-2, White Sox. Pat Listach now playing center field. William Suero now playing second base. Scott Fletcher now playing shortstop. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pasqua is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Pasqua hits a line drive for a single. Beltre scores. Abner moves to third. It's 12-2, White Sox. Jim Austin now pitching. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Karkoviche is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Karkoviche hits a pop-up towards first. Stubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suero fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Paul now pitching. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Seitzer is 0-for-3 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Allenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allenson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.